whose parent a kid is by who's the one who disciplines them when they're not behaving. We can see that through our discipline that God sees us as his kids. Let's keep reading Hebrews 12, verses 7 through 10. It says, as you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Whoever heard of a child who's never disciplined by his father? But if God doesn't discipline you as he does all his children, it means that you're an illegitimate child and that you are not really one of his children at all. Since we respect our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best that they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in his holiness. Now, not only is God disciplining us like a child, like a parent to a child, but also God's discipline is never arbitrary. It's never like a parent who loses their cool and just lashes out. It's always for our good and for the sake of us being able to share in God's holiness. Both the corrective side of things and the training up self-discipline side of things are with the end goal of us reflecting God in a holy life. And if we don't see God disciplining us in one way or another, how do we know if we're his kid? Now, as we move on, I want to unpack a little bit more what I mean by these two kinds of discipline, because it's there in the text and the language that is used. If you remember, it said, the Lord disciplines those he loves and he punishes each one he accepts as his child. This is showing the difference between the kind of corrective, punishing kind of discipline and the kind of training, teaching, instructing kind of discipline. We experience both. And I bet as I talk about these, you'll be able to think of moments in your life where you've experienced each of these kinds of discipline. So we're going to start with the corrective discipline. I call it discipline connected to our sin. This is the kind of sin that, or the kind of discipline, sorry, that is like a timeout for when you've misbehaved as a kid. Sometimes it results for us where we have this uneasiness inside ourselves that comes from the Holy Spirit convicting us from what we're doing. Where things just aren't sitting right. And if we really took the time to reflect, we know it's because there's an area in our life where we are being disobedient to God. Where we can't find that sense of relief and peace because there's something going on. Sometimes this correctional discipline shows itself in the friction in interpersonal relationships. That God will allow the consequences of our sin to show up sometimes so that when I sin against someone, there's going to be turmoil in that relationship and there's going to be friction. And God allows those consequences to exist as a way of disciplining us away from that kind of sin and behavior. We can go a step further and talk about the natural consequences of our sin. When I steal something and I get caught, I am going to be in trouble for it. And God allows us to experience the natural consequences for that action as a way to turn us away from that sin. On Tuesday, I pulled down this Brook Street here and made an unexpected stop where there was some blue and red lights in my rearview mirror, right out in front of the church. The officer comes up to where I was pulled over, and I thought, oh man, I'm tired this morning. I was up with the baby early. I might have run the stop sign back there, not even knowing or something. Anyway, he comes to the window and says, where are you headed, sir? And I said, right there, the church where I work. He's like, oh, okay. My registration was expired for months. I didn't even realize, but I was experiencing the natural consequences of my actions. Sometimes we experience that as a means of discipline. Listen, I paid that fine and it hurt. But it was a means of me remembering to set a reminder in my phone that I'm going to register my car next year. God does that to us and allows us to experience many times the natural consequences of our sin. Many times as well, we experience His grace in ways that we don't deserve. And in some ways, God says, you know what? In my mercy, you will not experience the natural consequences of what you should receive here. But many times He will let us face those. The other kind of discipline, the training up kind of discipline, I talk about as discipline in difficult seasons. This is the kind of weight training discipline. When I was in Bible college, we got free gym memberships to the gym at the bottom of the hill of the campus. And I had a couple months where I was great at the gym. And in those couple months, I'd go and I'd be lifting weights or working on one of the machines. And we purposely put strain on our bodies. We purposely lift more than we're comfortable with. And it hurts a bit so that we can be stronger and so we can lift more in the future, right? Sometimes we will experience things in our lives. We will experience strain and tension that comes from the junk that life throws at us. And God will let us face it head on, and He will help us withstand that to train us to be stronger for something else that may be on the horizon. Have you thought about the difficulty you're facing in life as maybe it is some kind of spiritual weight training? That even though the evil in the world and the enemy might be throwing things at you, God is going to be right there next to you and to help you to be able to withstand it so it can be the kind of weight training that you need, because there may be something even heavier coming. This is the kind of building up, training you kind of discipline that God helps us with. He teaches us. He gives us people in our lives who are further down the road of faith to be able to walk through things with us. He gives us the church family to be able to help one another through difficulty. This is what the author of Hebrews says in verses 11 through 13. They say, "No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening." I don't think anyone would say that. No one says the 5 a.m. mornings to go out for the run, or no one says that the too heavy barbell is fun in the moment, or the cramps you get after going home or waking up the next morning. It's painful. But afterwards, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. So, take a new grip with your tired hands. Strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. Let's dig into this a little bit. There's not going to be anything fun about the discipline that we experience in our life, either the corrective side of things or from when life throws tough things at us and we've got to do the weight training through it in order to become strong. But there's payoff. We are going to be able to make it through things by the grace of God. And because of that, we will have a whole new perspective on God's grace in our life. We will be able to see that in the dark times, God has been right there. He's been with us all along and has been able to get us through. And it has led to a harvest of peace and of right living, if we're able to get through. And I love how this author continues to say, and so tighten your grip, strengthen your knees, pull up your bootstraps, tighten your belt, let's march forward. Dig in, tie up your shoes, and put your shoulder into the difficulty that's coming. There will be tough things ahead, but God is going to be there with you through it. And this discipline will only make you stronger. But also, look at this. We do this so those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. What the author is saying here is we face difficulty and discipline in our lives, not just for our own sake, but for the sake of other people too. For the sake of those of us who haven't yet gone through the intense difficulty and the weight training of life that some others of us have. There will be people among us who, when difficulty comes in their life, aren't going to be prepared for it because we don't have the experience of it. But there are also those among us who you have been through difficulty. And so when you see some of us young, unexperienced people about to go through something tough, you know what it's like and you can be there for someone. Like, imagine what a witness it would be to the world around us for people who have been through intense difficulty, who have experienced sickness and disease and financial and family hardship, to be able to say, you know what, Jesus got me through it and I am so much stronger because of it. I'm a stronger person. I'm stronger in my faith. I have a stronger dependence on God. Man, for someone who doesn't know Jesus, that is some real life change that they can say, wow, there might actually be something to what you believe. Imagine the humility it displays to those around us when we, because of our sin, we face the corrective discipline because of our sin. And we realize that it's going to be for our good. And so we don't complain when we get what we deserve. Because we know that, you know what? It's actually for my good. And imagine the encouragement we could be to one another. Imagine the encouragement you can be to someone who in 3 years' time is going to go through what you're going through right now. And in 3 years' time, you can come alongside that person and say, listen, I've been through that. The grace of God has helped me do this. And so I'm going to be the kind of support you need because my knees are stronger and my hands are calloused in a way that only comes from this difficulty. And I can help you through it just like God has helped me. Imagine the encouragement you can be to someone. So, when we sin, let's allow the consequences to strengthen us. Strengthen us to turn away from that sin and to choose a life of living with Christ. When we face difficulty, let us see it as spiritual weight training and see how God might be using these moments in our lives to strengthen us. And even more so, to see how God might be using this moment in our life to be able to use us to help someone else who'll be going through something similar. Discipline is not something to be feared. It's not something to be taken lightly or to run away from. It is for our good. It is for the sake of our holiness and closeness to God, and that others might experience God's grace in their times of difficulty. Let's pray. God, I thank you that we're not left to our own weakness when we face moments of difficulty in life, that you might actually be intending to use it by your grace to strengthen us. That when life hurts, God, you're not trying to hurt us. You are hurting us like a surgeon does. Not to beat us up, but to make us stronger and healthier. Lord, help us to lean in to your discipline. Let us to lean into your grace that we might be stronger and closer to you because of it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I invite you to stand as we close our time with this song.